It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So I didn't get a chance to tell any of you guys last week because I actually took the week off because of Easter. I deserve days off too, right? So I hope you had a great Easter, and welcome back. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. The Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so congratulations to Rory McIlroy. Right, I got to catch up on that for winning the Masters. We saw Georgia G-Day. We saw Georgia Tech spring, their spring game as well the last couple of weeks. I got some questions about the quarterback situation at Georgia. I think Georgia Tech's quarterback situation is really good. I'm going to go on record and tell you folks right now, Georgia Tech is going to be in the mix in the ACC. Georgia Tech, I believe, has a very realistic chance of playing in the ACC championship game. Now, will they win it? I don't know, but I do believe that there is a very realistic chance that the Yellow Jackets are playing for an ACC championship. Who knows who they'll be playing, where the chips will fall, or any of that, or, you know, college football playoff situation, which, by the way, Lane Kiffin is yelling now for a 16-team playoff. And I'm just like, dude, this 12-team stuff, it's already brutal enough. It drags things out. It's too long. It's too many teams. I was not a fan of it. Now you want to add four more teams. And then the college football schedule came out. College football playoff schedule came out. There will be no playoff games on not one single solitary Saturday. It's a travesty to me. College football and Saturdays, right? Even if it's playoffs, that's what I want. I want to watch my college football on Saturdays, unless, you know, there's some playoff game that maybe Georgia's in. But it's just too many teams. Lane Kiffin now wants four more teams added. He's not the only one. There are other coaches that have come out with this, too, that they believe 16 teams. Look, we're trying to crown a national champion. We're not trying to get how many teams we can get into the playoffs. Realistically, the teams that are ranked 12 through 16, do any of them have a chance to win a national championship? Are any of those teams, 12 through 16, capable of beating a 1 through 5? You tell me, because I'm telling you the answer is no. No, absolutely not. And even if they pull an upset, one, they've still got to go through a couple of more of those, especially in a 16-team form. I mean, that's just nuts. I don't want 16 teams. Quite honestly, I want eight. Six or eight. That's what I want. Six or eight. Let's call it a day there. There is very, very little chance that a team that is ranked past eighth is good enough to win a national championship. Why are we giving them the opportunity to go in and win a national championship when they are simply not good enough? I don't get what's happening here. Yes, I do. Money, dollars, bottom line, television revenue. I get it. That's the bottom line here. This train is being driven by the green almighty dollar. More teams, more money, more games, more sponsorship money, more advertising, just the, you know, on and on and on and on. When in actuality, what you're doing is you're watering down the product You have 16 teams, and realistically, nobody past eight in any given year is good enough to win a national championship, and you're going to have eight of those teams, those mid-tier teams in a college football playoff. Oh, well, they'll get eliminated early. I mean, probably, but should we be making those top-tier teams play those teams to begin with? There's such a little chance of them winning and upsetting a top five team. It's going to be the same thing over and over and over. You're talking about a horrible round, a horrible first round every stinking year where you've got games 42-17, 38-3. Like, that's what you're asking for by adding 16 teams. That is what you are signing up for. A first round of nothing but blowouts. That's all it's going to be. Why are we doing this? I don't even want to do 12. 12 is too many. And I think the playoff proved that last year. 12 is too many teams. How many blowouts did we have? Even into the second round, we had several games that were lopsided. I mean, Ohio State was pretty much rolling everybody they played until the national championship game. So, I mean, this thing is just driven by dollars, driven by television revenue, driven by advertising. And the only way to stop it, the only way to stop this thing, because eventually they'll just keep going. More money, more teams. We'll end up with 30 teams in the dadgum thing. The only way to stop it is for us, you and I, the college football fan, to stop watching these games. To bring the viewership down to where the advertisers no longer see value in spending the money to promote their product during the college football playoff, which will then in turn have the television networks say to college football, the advertisers aren't there. We can't offer you the type of money you're looking for, which then says to college football, we got too many teams. Let's twiddle this thing down. That's the only way to solve the problem, guys. That's it. You and I have to stop watching Boise State get blasted by Texas in the first round. We've got to stop watching these games almost into February. That's the only way to get the college football thing back on the rails to where we enjoyed it. Four teams, right? Like, and look, I was a proponent of the BCS. I loved just the two teams. I would be pretty well satisfied with that. I think four served its purpose, you know, and there were times when we're sitting there arguing about the, four and five. This team deserves it more. You know, we were having that argument, and now we're having like an argument about eight and nine. Can you imagine what the argument's going to be about 16 and 17? Great googly moogly, what are we doing?
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The 44th annual Robert Sapp Baseball Camp was recently announced. The camp will be held June 9th through the 13th at Adam Wainwright Field in Brunswick. Camp ages are from ages 6 through 15. Camp will start every day at 9 a.m. and run through 3 p.m. Staff will be made up of various high school coaches throughout the area. To register or for more information, visit robertsappbaseballcamp.com. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
We had a production meeting this morning where we were talking about content for the show, what we're going to have me talk about. And so I lobbied for this. I had a lot of pushback saying it's too early to talk high school football. And my response was, it's never too early to talk high school football. That does not exist in the world of Jason Bishop. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 in Brunswick, off of Exit 29, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So I've actually predicting a huge year for the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. I was looking at their schedule and I think they're going to have a monster of a year. So let's dive into this thing and kind of talk about where I think they're going to end up. They're going to open up on August the 15th, against Statesboro. Last year, Southeast Bullock took that game, against Statesboro. And I think they'll do it again. I think this team is really talented. I know there's a big gap in classification between Statesboro and Southeast Bullock, but Southeast Bullock showed last year they could take down the Blue Devils. So I'm going to pick Southeast Bullock with a W against the Statesboro Blue Devils. That's August the 15th. On August the 22nd, they'll get a bye. August the 29th, they are at the Islands. Give me a W there. That puts them at 2-0. September the 5th, they will have their first home game. 3 weeks into the season, they won't get to play at home until then. It will be against Calvary Day. That's going to be a tough one. Calvary Day is a powerhouse, so I'll take Calvary Day to take down the Yellow Jackets in that game, putting the Yellow Jackets at 2-1 on the early season. September the 12th, they will take on Johnson at home. Give me a W there. That is 3-1. Windsor Forest on September the 19th. Give me another win there. That is 4-1. They'll go on the road for three straight games after that. They'll have three straight home games, Calvary Day, Johnson, and Windsor Forest, and then they'll go on the road for three, the first of which is at Liberty. I think they get that game. What is that, 4-2? Then at Groves, I think they get that one, 5-2, or 5-1, whatever it is. And at Jenkins, now that's going to be a tough one. Going to Jenkins, that's a tough place to win. So I'm going to take Jenkins in that game, and that will give Southeast Bullock their second loss of the season. I believe that puts them at 6-2. And then they will, on October the 24th, they will play Long County. That game also is at home. I like what's happening over in Ludowice with the Blue Tide. I think it's an up-and-coming program. I think they're going to be a lot better than what people think, but I don't think they're going to be good enough to beat Southeast Bullock. So give me Southeast Bullock there. And then they will close out the season on Halloween at home against Beach. So give me a W there. So I've got them going 8-2 is what I'm picking the Yellow Jackets to do. Worst case scenario, they lose to Statesboro. Maybe they drop Liberty, maybe. And maybe they drop Long. So worst case scenario, I think, is 6-4. Best case, the two losses that I have them taking is Calvary Day. I don't know, right? Calvary Day is really, really good. Maybe I can see the Yellow Jackets beating Jenkins. Maybe I can see that. So I'm going to say best case 9-1, worst case 6-4, and I'm picking them to go 8-2. They also play it, you know, their region isn't ridiculously tough. Groves, Liberty, Long Beach, Johnson, a lot of Savannah schools in there. 8-2 is what I'm going to pick Southeast Bullock to do. 8-2. The game against Statesboro is really intriguing. Statesboro, again, is trying to get back to where they were in the early 2000s, which was a state championship contender, perennial year in, year out. They haven't been there for some time. Just the demographics in the county is changing in Bullock. Of course, you know, Southeast Bullock, not that old, and a lot of the population has kind of headed out of the city limits of Statesboro, headed out to Brooklet toward that way. 8-2 for Southeast Bullock. Now, because I've got some extra time here, I kind of went off on a tangent. So I wasn't really planning on spending an entire segment talking college football playoff, but sometimes those things happen. When I get on a tangent, I just go. So it kind of filled a segment that I was planning on using, and since I've got the time here, I'm going to switch gears. Southeast Bullock, 8-2, possibly a 2 seed. I think it's a solid 3. 8-2, I think, is a solid 3 seed. For the Yellow Jackets, and I can see them getting a 2 in that region. Now, on the other side, where I'm picking a huge year for Southeast Bullock breakout year, the Wayne County Yellow Jackets are kind of in the opposite direction. Things are tough. Things are tough over in Jessup right now. Coming off of a campaign where I thought they were 0-10. I was looking, doing some research, and said they were 1-9 last year. Okay. I was pretty sure they were 0-10, but nonetheless, 0-10, 1-9, it's still not a good year, whichever way you look at it. Their schedule, they're going to open up on August the 15th at Glenn County Stadium against the Red Terrors. You could put a circle around that game. Maybe they get it, but I'm picking the Red Terrors there. I think the Red Terrors are going to be a really good under-the-radar type of team. They're kind of a dark horse in their region, too. I'm picking them as a dark horse. I'm not saying they're going to win their region. I think that's going to be Brunswick. But I can see Glenn, maybe if they can get the Brunswick game, which crazy things happen in that city championship game between those two teams. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Wayne County is going to make 2 consecutive trips back-to-back weeks to Glenn County Stadium to play between the bricks. They will go to Glenn Academy, they'll go to there to play Glenn Academy. And the next week, they'll go back to Glenn County Stadium to play the Brunswick High Pirates. Brunswick High is loaded. Brunswick High is going to be really, really good. I picked them a couple weeks ago on this show to go 10-0. I actually sat down with Garrett Grady after Garrett Grady's the Brunswick High head coach. After I picked them to go 10-0, and I told him, I was like, yeah, man, I don't know if you heard, but I picked you guys to go 10-0. He's like, oh, I heard. Thanks for the jinx. Appreciate it. So he's not thrilled that I picked them to go 10-0. But again, the problem with the Pirates hasn't been winning regular season games. It's been winning those playoff games and making deep runs with these really talented teams. So we'll see if this year might be different for the Pirates. I don't like Wayne's chances of winning that. So I've got them starting at 0-2. August the 29th, they'll be at home for the first time at JC Stadium. In Jessup against Appling. I'll take Appling. That's a big-time rivalry game between those two schools. Appling, of course, over in Baxley. Appling County, the high school, is over in Baxley. And Jessup and Baxley, you know, they're neighbors. So big-time rivalry game. I'll take Appling there, and then they'll go to Pierce. They play 3 road games to start the month. 3 of their first 4 games are on the road. They'll go to Pierce. That's a tough place to win, regardless of classification. Bears Den is tough, and Pierce is loaded. So I'll take Pierce. Richmond Hill on September the 12th. That game will be at home at JC Stadium, but Richmond Hill, 6A school, pretty talented football team. I think that they've got a chance to make the playoffs. I'll take Richmond Hill. Right now, I've got an 0-5 start for the Yellow Jackets. They'll finally get a bye on September the 19th. They'll come back at home, and they'll play Warner Robins. I mean, geez almighty, Warner Robins. This schedule is just brutal. It's just brutal. I'll take a loss there for Wayne County. That's 0-6. Perry on October the 3rd. Circle that game, maybe, but I'm going to pick Perry to win that game too. They'll then get another bye on October the 10th. And then at Benedictine, they're not beating BC, especially on the road. That's a loss. And the only game that I am really, really confident that they'll have a chance to get, October the 25th at home against New Hampstead. I think the Yellow Jackets get that game for their lone solid win, and they'll close out the season on October 31st on Halloween. They will play the Ware County Gators. Actually, I take that back. They're over in the swamp at Waycross. So, Glenn, Brunswick, Appling, Pierce, Richmond Hill, Warner Robins, Perry, Benedictine, New Hampstead, and Ware County. That's their schedule. That's nuts. That is a brutal schedule, especially for a program that, you know, the last couple of years has been in some disarray trying to rebuild. So I'm picking them to go 1-9. I'm picking the Yellow. Man, that's crazy to think that I'm picking the Wayne County Yellow Jackets to go 1-9. Best case, I think that possibly they could get the Glenn game, maybe, and maybe the Perry game, possibly. So best case is like a 3-7, and if they drop the New Hampstead game, then they're 0-10. So worst case, 0-10. You can't get worst case more than 0-10. 0-10, I'm picking them to go 1-9, and I think best case scenario for them is they knock off Glenn and knock off Perry and find themselves at 3-7. A 3-7 best case scenario for the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Like, that's kind of where things are right now over in Jessup. And, you know, they're coming off of a really good baseball season. They just won a region championship over there in Jessup with their baseball team. You know, and they've got baseball and Jessup, baseball and Wayne County. They're never bad. There is no such thing as a bad baseball team over in Jessup, ever. So congratulations to that. Football season's going to be a little more difficult.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street. Across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Spring is in the air, and so is engagement season. Let the I do's begin, and let the folks at Cunningham Jewelers get you there. So if you're thinking what I'm thinking, then it's time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers. They will help you find that perfect, breathtaking ring, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Not only does Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters carry the top brands that have made them a staple here in the Golden Isles, they also specialize in prom season. It's always important to look your best. Head on over to the Tuxedo Rental Experts at Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters. For over 25 years, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters have been the leader in tuxedo rentals. 600 Sea Island Road in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center on St. Simons. Call 912-634-1521.
This has been a jam-packed show already. Wayne County 1-9, Southeast Bullock 8-2 in college football playoff, which is the segment I didn't intend to do, but it just kind of turned to that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jaxshrimp.com. That's J-A-X, shrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family fun. I kind of want to talk to you a little bit, take a look at the potential NFL draft that's coming up. And, you know, I don't want to delve too deep into this. You know, maybe just kind of talk about the top 10 and, you know, where the Falcons are picking. I would say we'll take a look at the Falcons and the Jaguars because, you know, in the southern, especially in the southeast part of Georgia, Glynn County and Camden County in particular, there are a lot of Jags fans, but the rest of the state, you know, is Falcons. But and year in, year out, you know, the Jags are always picking inside the top 10. So it just kind of goes with, let's talk about the top 10. The Jags are going to be in there. And then the Falcons are always picking somewhere between like 8 and 15, it seems like. So the Titans have the first pick. A little bit of controversy swirling around Cam Ward, but I still think the Titans are going to stick with Cam Ward and take him number one quarterback out of Miami. Titans, you know, anytime that you take a quarterback in the draft as high as one or in the top 10, you are in rebuild mode. And so that's what the Titans have decided to do. They are full rebuild mode. They're going to draft Cam Ward. He's going to be the quarterback potentially of the future. They certainly hope so. Quarterback out of Miami. Number two, there's a lot of interesting rumors swirling around this two pick. And the Jaguars are involved in that. Right now, the Browns have that number two pick. And I believe, and I think most folks do, they'll take Travis Hunter out of Colorado, have him play defensive back, return kicks and punts, and probably play him at receiver some. So, you know, he'll be a Swiss Army knife for whoever drafts him. Now, there are rumors that the Jags are going to try to trade up to two because what I'm hearing out of Jacksonville is they want to go offense. They want to address the running game, which has really been abysmal the last couple of years for the Jags. It's really been an Achilles heel, the ability to run the football. So they really like Ashton Jeanty, but then there's rumors that the Bears are going to trade up with the Patriots to go four. The Bears are currently at 10, and they like Ashton Jeanty too. So they're going to try and trade in, potentially, right, the rumors. They're going to try and trade in front of the Jaguars to be able to draft Ashton Jeanty before the Jaguars have a chance at five. The Bears want to take him at four, trade up to do so, which then now is potentially forcing the Jags' hand to trade higher than four. And so apparently the Browns are open to trading away that number two pick, and the Jaguars are in the mix for that, reportedly. Now, my thing is, if you're going to trade up to two, take Travis Hunter. Don't draft Ashton Jeanty at two, but that's such a Jaguar thing to do, and they'll probably do it. If they make that trade and move up to two, then they'll take Ashton Jeanty with the number two pick. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Ashton Jeanty is going to be a premier back in the NFL. I just don't. I think he'll be semi-successful, but I don't think that he's going to be like – Adrian Peterson, right, or anything of that caliber, I think he'll be a good professional back. I just don't see him that way. So if they trade up to two and then they take Ashton Jeanty, Jag fans, man, I don't know what to tell you. But as of right now, the Browns have the two pick. Travis Hunter is the pick at two. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care who it is. If the Browns trade out that two pick, whoever moves in there, you got to take Travis Hunter. You have to. I don't care who else is on the board. Travis Hunter is the best player available, and he does so much to help your football team. You'd have to take him at two. At number three, Abdul Carter is the guy that I think that the Giants will take at three. Edge rusher out of Penn State, All-American consensus. Everybody that can vote, vote for him. He's a monster. He will get to the quarterback and the Giants. You know, anytime you're picking in the top five, typically you need a lot of help. So that's a really impact player for the Giants to be able to get to the quarterback. And the Giants need more than that. They need a lot of help in a lot of different areas. At number four, the Patriots will be drafting at four. I think they're going to go offensive line. I think they'll take the best offensive lineman available, which in my opinion is Will Campbell out of LSU. So I think the Patriots, if they stay at four, that is what they'll do. I would not be stunned to see that. I really wouldn't. I would not be stunned to see the Patriots trade back, get out of that spot, give it to the Bears if that's what they want. I think there's more of a chance that the Patriots trade out of four than the Browns trade out of two. We'll see how it goes. At five, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Talks of them taking a defensive tackle or an edge rusher, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Jags understand that they need help running the football. And I don't think that Ashton Jeanty, who I do think will be there at five for the Jags if the Bears don't trade, I don't think he's the answer. I don't think drafting a running back is the answer to help with your running game for the Jaguars. I think the answer to help with their running game is to get better on the offensive line, to get better at run blocking. So I think the Jags also go offensive line, and I think they take Armand Mambu out of Missouri, an offensive tackle, who is the second best offensive lineman in this draft. I think they will take him at five. At six, things start getting dicey, right? Like, who knows? The Raiders will pick at six. I think they'll go, even though it's not really a Raider-type thing to do, but I do think they'll go offensive line there. I think they'll take Kelvin Brooks out of Texas. He will be the best player available, in my opinion, at that spot. So I think the Raiders will say best player available, offensive tackle, Kelvin Banks. I think that's what they'll do. At seven, the Jets, who knows? There's all sorts of directions they can go as well. I'm going to guess, and that's all this is, I'm going to guess that they make a Jets-type pick and they'll take a tight end at seven. Not like a Brock Bauer tight end, but like a really good tight end. I think they'll take Tyler Walker out of Penn State. I mean, he's good. He's very good. I just don't know if I'm the Jets that that's the pick I would make at seven. But the Jets will do something like that. So I'll say Jets take Tyler Warren, tight end out of Penn State, at seven. That'll bring me to the Panthers at eight. I think this would be a no-brainer. This is Jalen Walker. Jalen Walker, linebacker out of Georgia. I think the Panthers take him at eight. At nine, another Georgia player off the board, this time to the Saints, Mekhi Williams, edge rusher out of Georgia. I think that's those two picks, that eight Panther pick and that nine Saints pick, I think are both no-brainers. And then you get to the Bears, who I don't think are going to have to trade up, because they're worried that the Jags are going to take Ashton Jeanty. I don't think the Jags do. I think the Bears could sit pat and get him at 10 if that's what they really want, and I think that that's a reach for Ashton Jeanty, but I think the Bears really like him for whatever reason. And so I think the Bears at 10 will take Ashton Jeanty, running back out of Boise State. And then we'll get to the Falcons. Falcons will pick at 15. Boy, they love some edge rushers, and I think they'll do it again. I think this time they'll go Mike Green, edge rusher out of Marshall. By the time that they pick, he will probably be the best pass rusher available. And so I think that's what they do. They feel like they've got the quarterback situation set. I think they feel pretty good about what they have on offense. Defensively, it's been a struggle for the last, three, 4 years for the Falcons. So I like I like the idea of picking defense high for the Falcons, because that's the problem that has plagued this team the last 3 or 4 years, and they need to address it. They need to get it better. And so if they want to go edge rusher, Mike Green's probably going to be the best option. Cornerback, linebacker, you know, if there's an impact linebacker available, that if I'm the Falcons, you know, in the Falcons office, the war room, if there's an impactful linebacker available, that's the direction I go. Can do so much. Stop the run. Rush the passer. Drop back in coverage. Team leader on defense. That's the direction I go if I'm the Falcons. If there's an impact linebacker that can do all of those things, that's the direction I go at 15. If not, okay, let's get a guy to get to the quarterback. In today's NFL, defensively, you have to get to the quarterback. That's just a fact. You got to get there. And if you don't, well, you're probably not going to win. So I don't think it'll be a terrible pick. So at one, I've got Cam Ward of the Titans. Two, Travis Hunter of the Browns. Pending, there's not a trade there. Three, Abdul Carter of the Giants. Four, Will Campbell to the Patriots. Five, Armaad Mimbo to the Jags. Six, Kelvin Brooks to the Raiders. Tyler Warren to the Jets at seven. Jalen Walker to the Panthers at eight. Mekhi Williams to the Saints at nine. Ashton Jeanty to the Bears at 10. And then at 15, I've got the Falcons going Mike Green, edge rusher. We'll see how it goes. And there's going to be a lot of changing between now and draft time.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off Exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now joining me, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of the Southeast Georgia Health System.
Hunter Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
All right, so let's talk some Braves baseball. Last year was riddled with injuries. This year hasn't been that great. Sean Murphy missed a little bit of time. Ronaldo Lopez is now on the 60-day IL. They're talking about he's going to miss 12 weeks minimum, Dr. Sasser. The injury they're talking about, he's got inflammation in his pitching shoulder, which is his right shoulder. No structural damage. He went arthroscopic surgery to, I guess, fix it. So my first question is, if there's no structural damage, what are they doing surgery to fix?
Right. Well, and I think first of all, you know, structural damage, which is like a rotator cuff tear, as we all know, that can be the sort of the death knell for a pitcher. I mean, you can have an elbow injury and have Tommy John surgery, and a lot of those pitchers get better. But with a rotator cuff injury, it's hard to come back from. So the fact that there was no rotator cuff injury, no labral pathology, meaning biceps type injury, that's a good thing. A lot of times with these pitchers, because of how many thousands of pitches that they throw, you can get a lot of bursitis in your shoulder.
Okay.
The bursal tissue is kind of like a greasy sponge. It helps lubricate the joint and the muscles around the joint to allow them to move smoothly. Okay. A lot of us, you know, you bend down and pick something up and it cracks and pops and everything because we've gotten older. And that's some of that bursal tissue that's got a little scarred or a little inflamed. However, with these pitchers, they can make too much bursal tissue is a better way to think about it. Okay. So it gets too tight. And so sometimes you have to go in with a scope and look at everything because they want to make sure there's nothing structurally involved, but clean out some of that bursal tissue where it's been a little over-exuberant and tried to protect the shoulder a little too much, it actually has a detrimental effect.
Is it similar to like meniscus surgery where if you tear the inside of your meniscus, you're going in and just kind of cleaning up the tear? Is that similar?
Basically, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, you're basically just kind of cleaning up what's pressing down on the rotator cuff, where what's causing some what we say is impinging on the rotator cuff.
So the inflammation is coming from something pressing down on his shoulder that's making his mobility not as easy to achieve.
Right.
Okay. So the arthroscopic surgery that they're going to do, talk to us about what that means, arthroscopic surgery.
Well, you know, that's where we make a couple little poke holes around the shoulder, very small, a few millimeters, and stick a small camera in the shoulder. And I tell people it's kind of like looking in a mirror. I'm using the camera to look at everything in the shoulder or everything in the knee, and I can actually use a probe to look at all those structures, look at the rotator cuff, look at the biceps, look at the bony surface, and look at that bursal tissue. And that bursal tissue can be real red and angry, okay. And that's when you know that that's where the inflammation is. And so you can check and make sure that they don't have any small underlying tear. Sometimes you can have a little flap tear of the rotator cuff that's nothing that needs to be fixed, but kind of just sort of cleaned up a little bit, but it's acting like a rock in your shoe. You know, sometimes that rock bothers you and sometimes it doesn't, but you do that through a scope and small little shavers and then get out of there with very small incisions and it's minimally invasive.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So, when you do the surgery, well, actually, let me back up because I got another question that I wanted to mention and it slipped my mind, so I'm going to come back to that.
Sure.
If you remember, Dr. Sasser, last year Ronaldo Lopez missed time as well with inflammation in his right shoulder, but they didn't do any surgery. They just put him on the 15-day IL, gave him some rest. He came back, pitched the rest of the season. And so now here we are, less than a year later, more inflammation in the shoulder, and now they're doing surgery. Do you have any concern about this? Because this is two different times now.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's, again, this injury is an overuse injury. I mean, because of the amount of pitching he has done. And normally, that's basic protocol to sort of shut it down, go through a throwing program, and you know, kind of getting back to how he was, getting back to his baseline. What would concern me is this going to limit his ability to be, you know, in the group to actually pitch? Is he going to have 8 days off instead of 4 days off or something like that?
So, oh, wow. Okay.
That's what would concern me.
The timeline for his return, like we said, is 12 weeks.
Yes.
Does that sound about right to you, 12
that
weeks?
That does. That does, because normally you'd want to get the kind of the inflammation, the swelling down. You know, when you're scoping a shoulder, you're basically using fluid to sort of blow the shoulder up like a water balloon. So that, you know, when you're messing around in there and having a good time, that does take a while for that swelling to go down. So
at what point, if you're his doctor, do you recommend him start picking up a baseball and throwing again?
Probably, I would say 6 to 8 weeks when he has pain-free range of motion.
Okay.
Any range of motion. And that's when they're initially going to work on, they could start probably working on core. They could work on scapular mechanics, those sort of things. But I probably wouldn't have him pick up a baseball or even like a medicine ball against a trampoline where you're doing some plyometrics and things for at least some 6 to 8 weeks.
Any concern about impact on his velocity, his stuff when he comes back?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Right, definitely.
Okay. Well, Dr. Sasser, as always, you made me smarter.
Right.
And boy, Braves sure do need some pitching.
They do.
Dr. Sasser, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionforheroes.org. We're going to talk some more Braves baseball on the other side of this.
Hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
How about a little adventure in your life? Southeast Adventure Outfitters has been sharing the beautiful waterways of the Golden Isles since 1994. Kayak adventures offered daily. Full selection of kayaks from Hobie and Wilderness Systems. Schedule a private demo in Brunswick or find them every day in the Pier Village on St. Simons. Outdoor gear and clothes from Columbia, North Face, Tilly hats, even Costa sunglasses. Book a trip online at southeastadventure.com or over the phone at 912-638-6732. Group and club discounts are available too. Southeast Adventure Outfitters. Let's make some memories.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
We'll be right back.
Man, time flies when we're having fun, right? We're already in the last segment of the show getting ready to wrap things up. Some drama out of Braves country. Ronald Acuna, Jared Kelnick, Brian Snitker. Man, I've got a really good take on this. At least I think I do. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Owls Collision. All right, so if you remember, and there's a really good article written on this at the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Oh, shoot, I didn't do any of that, right? So go to our Facebook page, the Southern Sports Edition. Give us a like. The show, a link to the show will be posted there. You can listen to any of the show that you've missed 24/7 on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Check out our YouTube channel. Go there. Go to YouTube and search Jason Bishop Show, all that jazz. Also, we have an Instagram page. So go there. Give us a like. Follow us. All whatever. All that stuff. So if you remember 2019-ish, somewhere in there, Ronald Acuna hit a ball where he thought he hit it out. He didn't run to first base, and Brian Snitker benched him. And just the other day, Jared Kelnick hits a ball that he thinks he hits out, and he doesn't run, and then he's tossed out at second. He's thrown out at second once he realized that he had to run because the ball wasn't gone. He tried to turn it into a double, and he got hosed at second. That turned into an out. So Ronald Acuna takes to Twitter. Kelnick was not taken out of the game. Kelnick was not benched. Kelnick was in the lineup the very next day. Ronald Acuna took exception to this and tweeted out on X that if it had been him, that he would have been benched, that when it was him, he had got benched. They asked Brian Snitker about it the same day in the post-game conference after the game was over, when the tweet was made actually during the game the day after. And, you know, Snitker just kind of downplayed it and, you know, said that every situation is different. And Jared Kelnick plays like his hair is on fire and, you know, he's all hustle all the time. I'm not really sure what Jared Kelnick, Brian Snitker is watching, but it's not the same Jared Kelnick that I am watching. I said this on the show before a couple weeks ago. I'm not a fan of Jared Kelnick. I think he stinks. Brian Snitker saying he plays like with his hair on fire. I don't see that either. It's hard to play with your hair on fire when you're hitting a buck 60. You're not on base enough to play with your hair on fire. Now, you know, he plays an okay outfield, and he's made a couple of really good defensive plays, but he is an average outfielder, average defensive outfielder. He's nothing special, nothing great. And so to say, oh, he plays like his hair is on fire, that's basically like Snitker saying, like, you know, this guy gives us everything he's got every single game. And if that's what he's doing, well, like I said, he stinks. Ronald Acuna is 1,000% in the right here. It doesn't matter who you are. You thought you hit a home run. You stand there and admire. Then the ball doesn't go out, and then you cost your team an out getting thrown out at second because you stood at the plate and didn't hustle. To me, I don't really care if every other game that you play with your hair on fire. That's still something at the major. You're taught from very early, hit the ball and run. Hit the ball and run. If it goes out, you can trot the rest of the way. Stand there and admire it and then it not go out. Ronald Acuna is 1,000% right. He did that. He got benched. Same thing happens to a different guy years later, same manager, and there's no consequence. And Snicker's like, well, I talked about it. I talked about it with him in my office after the game. And what about it? Sit him down. Kelnick's 25 years old. He knows better. You're not talking about a 19, 20-year-old kid that's just breaking into the major leagues. Kelnick has been around for a few years in the major leagues. He knows better. This should have never happened. So absolutely you sit him down. And Ronald Acuna is absolutely 1,000% right. He should be pissed that it did not happen to Jared Kelnick, but it happened to him. There's a double standard. I don't know what the double standard is. I'm not going to delve into all of that. But for sure, Ronald Acuna has the right to be pissed that this guy years later did the same thing that he did years before, and he was punished by being benched, and this guy suffers no consequence whatsoever from Brian Snitker for doing the same exact thing. Don't sit there and tell me every situation is different. No, it's the same situation. You hit a ball that you thought was out, you sat there and admired, and then it didn't go, and you cost your team an out. In Acuna's case, you cost your team a base. So there's just no excuse for it. And I do, you know, I don't think that Brian Snicker did the right thing. And then, you know, to even try to downplay how Ronald Acuña Jr. feels about it. Wrong decision, dude. You should have benched him just like you benched Acuña. I don't see the difference. I don't
this
see it.
This has been the Jason Bishop
Good for Ronald
Show
Acuña for
on
speaking
the
up.
Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The 44th annual Robert Sapp Baseball Camp was recently announced. The camp will be held June 9th through the 13th at Adam Wainwright Field in Brunswick. Camp ages are from ages 6 through 15. Camp will start every day at 9 a.m. and run through 3 p.m. Staff will be made up of various high school coaches throughout the area. To register or for more information, visit robertsappbaseballcamp.com. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Thank you.